بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected listeners, we welcome you to this program, علوم القرآن The sciences of the Quran Sharif. We start off with one virtue or two virtues, in fact, of the Quran Sharif. We look at a hadith and it is mentioned in Abu Dawood. An Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innakum la tarji'una ila Allahi bi shay'in afdala mimma kharaja minhu, ya'ni al Quran. You cannot return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you cannot turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain nearness to Him with anything superior to that which directly proceeded from Him. It is evident from numerous ahadith that there is no better means of seeking nearness to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says, I saw Almighty Allah azza wa jal in a dream and asked him what was the best means for seeking nearness to his presence. Allah azza wa jal said, O Ahmad, it is my word, the Quran. I inquired whether it is only reading while understanding with the meaning or reading without understanding. Allah azza wa jal said, whether by understanding the meaning or without understanding, it is a means of nearness either way. Sheikh Mulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this. You can check it under virtues of the Quran Sharif. He mentions further that the reading of the Quran Sharif is the best means of getting access to Almighty Allah azza wa jal, and it is explained in the numerous commentary of Shah Abdul Aziz Dahlawi Nawwar Allah marqadahu, who is an authority for the posterity. Its substance is that suluk ila Allah, the path of the mystics towards Allah, which is also known as the stage of Ihsan, can be attained in three ways. Tasawwur, this is known as a meditation in Shariat, and it's muraqabah in the terminology of the real mystiques. Then remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal by repeating words of praise for Him, number two. And number three, the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Since the first method is remembrance in the heart, so they remain in fact two ways only. First, the remembrance by heart or by word of mouth. And secondly, the recitation of the Quran Sharif. The essence of dhikr is that the word which is used for or refers to Almighty Allah should be repeated over and over again. These repetitions help the mudraka, the faculty of understanding, in concentrating upon the person of the one being remembered. It would give rise to a feeling of immediate presence of that person. It would give rise also constancy in the state is called ma'iyya, togetherness, which is referred to in the hadith, la yazalu abdi yataqarrabu ila bin nawafili hatta ahbabtuhu fakuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi. My servant ceases not to seek nearness to me through nawafil, optional prayers, until I make him my favorite, and thus I become his ears wherewith he hears, his eyes wherewith he sees, and his hands wherewith he holds, and his feet wherewith he walks. It means that when a person, through excessive devotion, becomes a favorite of Allah, friend of Allah, Allah becomes a guardian for all his limbs of his body, so that his eyes, ears, all are submissive and submit to his will. This blessing is said to be the result of constancy in nawafil, because farad is obligatory and specified and do not admit of and all of while nearness and closeness, attachment demand constancy and concentration as mentioned above. This mode of seeking nearness in exclusive for that which is pure and beloved being, and it is impossible to seek nearness to anybody else by remembering his name over and over again. This is because the one whose nearness is being sought must have two attributes. First, he should be he should be omnipresent, and so that he comprehends the dhikr of all the dhakirin, whether by word of mouth or by heart, irrespective of language, time and place. Secondly, he should have the power to illuminate the understanding and fulfill the yearning of one who remembers, which is known as dunu, and this means nearness, the dalli, proximity, as well as nuzul, that is descent, and qurb, nearness. Since these two prerequisites are possessed only by Allah, the above mentioned method of seeking nearness is effective only in respect of Him. The following, when you find in Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, "Man taqarraba ilayya shibran, taqarrabtu ilayhi dhira'a." Whoever comes close to me by one span, I go close to him by an arm's length. Whoever comes close to me by one arm's length, I go close to him by the stretch of both arms. Whoever comes to me walking, I go towards him running. So the similitude is only for illustration. Otherwise, Allah is above walking and running. Laysa kamithli shay. It only appears and means that those who remember Allah and seek Him are helped and looked after by Allah Azza wa Jal in a measure far in excess of their own inner urge and efforts. This is so because it behoves His benevolence. So the steadfastness of those who remember Him invokes constant attention and results in the descent of favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The glorious, the Quran Sharif altogether is the dhikrullah, in the sense that no ayat of the Quran Sharif is devoid of remembrance and attention towards Allah, and as such it bears characteristics of dhikr. There is, however, another distinction of the Quran Sharif which is the cause of increased nearness to Allah, and it is this, that every discourse carries the qualities and influencing traits of the speaker. It is obvious that the recitation of the poetry of the sinful and the wicked people has evil effects, while the verses of the righteous people exercise a noble influence. It is for this reason that excessive study of knowledge of logic and philosophy produces pride and conceit, while excessive devotion to the study of hadith leads to humility. Although as languages both English and Persian are equal, they produce varying influences upon the readers due to the divergence in the beliefs and attitudes of the various authors. It can be concluded that repeated recitation of the Quran Sharif will result in the readers being influenced by the qualities of the originator of the verses and in developing a natural affinity for them. Moreover, if a person is devoted to the publications of an author, he naturally starts liking and favoring that person. In the same way, the reader of the Quran Sharif is sure to win Allah's abundant grace, which in turn promotes nearness to Him. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with all His favors. So this is with regards to the virtues of the Quran Sharif. If you look at the hadith also, Kitabu Bad'il Wahyi, this is the first chapter of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi's kitab, Bukhari Sharif, and you'll find that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the narration of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ajwad an-nas, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of people. Wa kana ajwadu ma yakunu fi ramadana hina yalqahu Jibril, and he was the most generous in the month of Ramadan, in that when Jibril alayhi salam would come. Wa kana yalqahu fi kulli laylatin min Ramadan, and he would come every single night in the month of Ramadan. فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, and he would teach Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Qur'an. فَلَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَجْوَدُ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was such in terms of his generosity that when he used to spend, and he was even more generous than the strong uncontrollable wind, in readiness, meaning in readiness and haste to do charitable deeds. This also teaches us a lesson that, look, when you learn the Quran Sharif, you learn a verse, you learn something, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would learn verses, and he was most generous, and in this month of Ramadan, when he used to be most generous, Jibril alayhi salam would come, and When Jibreel alayhi salam would come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be extremely much more generous. This teaches us a lesson, O esteemed listeners, that the Quran Sharif, when you're learning a verse, you learned little bit, you heard little bit, let's start expressing gratitude. Let's have the attitude of gratitude. Imagine you could go, especially here, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, in South Africa. You are spoiled for choice where to read, what to read, where to perform. Meaning what to read for the Huffaz, they are spoiled for choice. Should we? And many Huffaz have been hearing, they say, no, we want to read a full para ourselves. That is, otherwise we're not doing justice. Imagine, mashallah, they are so confident, Allah Azza wa Jal reward them and give them much strength and give our youth to follow in these footsteps, where we just do not recite the Quran Sharif, but we also, what do? We learn and we practice too. We go sit at the feet of the ulama and we listen and we learn, what does this mean? What does this verse mean? Like this here. Today we want to discuss Makki Madani as an introduction. So it gets quite intricate, but we're going to try to make it quite easy for you. See, many people think that Makki Madani, when you see Suratul, you see at the top of your chapter, so you'll see a particular chapter and then you'll see Al-Madaniyu or you'll see Al-Makkiyah. So which way is it? So people tend to think that Madani, Makki, means that this verse was revealed in Makkah, so it's Makki. If the verse was revealed in Medina, then it was Madani. This is not true. However, what is true is this fact, that the era of the Meccan period or the Madinan period, which one was it? So that's what we have to determine. Then this will make it much easier. Otherwise, we are seeing other verses of the Quran Sharif. For example, if you see إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. With regards to this verse, it is Madani. But this verse was revealed in Makkah. Wo Makkah Mukarrama mein nazil hui. This is mentioned by Mufti Taqi Sahib in his Quran, in Ulumul Quran, that this was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. But it says it's Madani. So how then do we come and reconcile? So we say it doesn't just mean that if the verse was if it was revealed in Makkah, it's got to be a Meccan verse. No, what it really means is the period. So when we understand it as such, you'll find many verses that they were revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, but you refer to it as Madanin because it came after Hijrah took place. So like this. This is how you're going to identify, and this is will make it a little bit easier for us to understand. So this is said, yahan tak ke safar hijrat ke dauran jo ayat rasta mein nazil hui wo bhi makki kehlati hai. Isi tarah bahut si ayat aisi hai jo sher Madina mein nazil nahi hui magar unhe madani kaha jata hai. So some verses they were revealed, you will say it was in Medina, but you're referring to it as Makkah and Meccan. And some verses it was revealed in Makkah, but you're referring to it as Madanan. So these are the what's the ultimate we have to look for? We have to see what was the period. So if it was after Hijrat, so Safar Pesh Aye Jinme Aap Medina sallallahu Medina se sankro mil dor bhi tashreef le gaye un tamam maqamat par nazil hone wali ayat madani kehlati hai. So even after, if you would say after the safar, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so many miles away from Medina, but still you are referring to that verse as madani. یہاں تک کہ ان آیتوں کو بھی مدنی کہا جاتا ہے جو فتح مکہ یا غزوہ حدیبیہ کے موقع پر خاص شہر مکہ یا اس کے مضافات میں نازل ہوئی. سو یو ول سی لائک دس ویریس پلیسز ویریس ویری فار کلوزر ٹو مکہ سم ٹائمز ان مکہ مکرمہ بٹ اٹس ریفرنگ ٹو مدنی. سو دیٹ از واٹ وی ہیو ٹو ڈیٹرمن دیٹ اٹ از وچ پیریڈ واز اٹ. دین وی ول کم ٹو فائنڈ آؤٹ دیٹ دس از گوئنگ ٹو سالو مینی پرابلمس. ویل کنٹینیو اور ٹائم از اپ ان شاء اللہ ویل کنٹینیو دس ٹمارو. وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین.